sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
And we're here at Forsyth Fieldhouse bringing you a little MAC matchup between the Fort Recovery Lady Indians and the Parkway Lady Panthers. I'm Chase Bruns, joined alongside Ryan Braun. Ryan, how you doing?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Good. Getting ready to tip off here. Indians looking for the first win. They come in at 0-4, and Parkway comes in at 1-3. Should be a good battle here tonight. Willie Ramel will get the tip, and the ball will go to the Indians to start out. Macy Day gives it over to Aubrey Knapke. She tries to get it back to Macy Day, and Macy saves it. Nice play by her. She gets it into Whitley. Willie gets it underneath the Hope Wendell, and she puts it up for two. Indians get a quick lead, 2-0. Huffed inbound. She gets it in to Heindel. She throws across the middle to Barrett. Barrett drives down all the way to the lane, and she'll get fouled. So Barrett will go to the line to shoot two shots. Indians just got to get back on defense there. Pick up the ball. So Barrett will get her first one. That one's up and off the back, no good. Rachel Barrett will get one more. Her second one's up and no good as well. Off the back iron, rebound Whitley Rammel. She tries to get it to Macy Day, but stolen in the backcourt by Barrett. She puts up a shot in and out, no good. Rebounded by Macy Day. Day will bring it up. And she throws it up court to Marissa Garkey. She finds Hope Wendell underneath. Ball's loose. Back to Whitley Rammel inside. She kicks it out. Tries to kick it out. Stolen by Barrett again.
It's getting
Barrett,
ugly.
Yeah, it is. Barrett going the other way. She brings it all the way to the hoop, up and no good. Rebounded by Marissa Garkey. Garkey pushes up the left side of the court to Day. Day on the left wing will set the offense. Day at the top swings it to Aubrey Kanacki. She'll try to drive middle. Now kicks out to Day in the corner. Day passes to Hope Wendell on the top of the key. Now swings it to Aubrey Kanacki. Kanacki gets it inside to Day. A nice cut by Day, but she'll miss the layup. But there's Whitley Ramel to clean up the mess. She puts it in for two.
Nice play by Whitley Ramel.
Yep, way to stay with it. 4-0 Indians. Barrett will cross half court. She'll give it up to Heindel. Heindel on the left wing. Throws it up top to Kirby. Kirby back to Huff in the left corner. She gets it in. Sorry, that was Heindel. Gets it into Huff. Now back out to Heindel. She hands it off to Barrett. Barrett will set the offense. She's up top. And she'll travel with it. And we'll turn it over to the Indians.
Pretty sloppy basketball so far from both
teams.
Yeah,
a couple missed layups, a couple turnovers.
Yeah, just not real sharp. Hopefully clean it up a little bit. At least the Indians.
Yeah. Ball gets into Aubrey Kanapke. She'll kick it out to Macy Day on the right wing. Macy will swing it up top to Garkey. Now back to Day. Day will look inside. Gets it into Whitley Ramel. She turns over right shoulder. That shot's up. No good. Rebounded by Hellworth of the Lady Panthers. She gets it in the hands of Barrett. Barrett will set the offense. The top of the key. She swings it to Kirby. Kirby swings it to Huff. Huff in the corner tries to get inside to Hellworth. Stolen away by Hope Wendell. Hope's going to take it the length of the court, but get it stolen right before she goes up for the layup. And Barrett comes away with it. 4:30 left in the first quarter. Barrett tries to get inside, does, to Hellworth. Hellworth gets double teamed, now hands it off to Kirby. Kirby swings it to Barrett on the right wing. Barrett looks inside, knocked away. Great play by Whitley Ramel to get that steal. She gets it in the hands of Macy Day. Now she pushes it up the right side of the court to Kanapke. Over to Wendell. Now over to Garkey. Garkey looks inside. Nothing there. Garkey will drive middle. Now kicks to Hope Wendell. Hope's going to take it all the way to the hoop, and she'll get fouled. So she will be shooting two shots.
Nice strong take and getting to the rack by Post or Hope Wendell.
Yeah. Good offense by the Indians, not forcing anything and finally getting the shot they want.
Our Indians playing pretty solid defense. Panthers look a little timid on there. I can say Barrett is the only one that looks somewhat comfortable with the ball in their hands so far.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Hope Wendell sinks her first one at the line. Indians 5-0 lead. Hope will get one more. Her second one's up and good as well. 6-0 lead by the Indians here early.
We're in a little press.
A man-to-man press by the Indians.
I hope Lionel gets the ball.
Ball's loose on the ground.
Good call. Good call by the referee.
Yeah,
that actually hit off the Lady Panthers' knee right there. I figured we'd get kind of took for one there, but
yeah,
she saw it right.
Ball gets into Kanapke. She throws it to Garkey, but it'll be tipped out of bounds. The ball will stay with the Indians. Marissa Garkey to inbound. She gets it into Aubrey Kanapke. She swings it to Day. Day will set the offense at the top. Ball goes over to Hope Wendell. Now up to Marissa Garkey at the top. She swings it over to Hope. Now back to Day. Day back to Garkey. Good ball movement here by the Indians. And Aubrey Kanapke is going to find Hope Wendell under the bucket. She's going to miss her layup, but get her own rebound. And they're going to get her for an over-the-back offensive foul. I'm not sure if I agree with that one, but the ball will go over to the Lady Panthers. Whole group of subs here for the Indians. 5 for 5.
Gruby, Collig, Luthold, Guggenbiller, and Evers replace Kanapke, Day, Garkey, Rammel, and Wendell.
Keep the girls fresh in this press. There you keep it on. Parkway having trouble with it. Barrett gets it and gets fouled by Emma Collig. That'll be her first, team's third. Huffed inbound against the press again by Four Recovery. She finally gets it into Hellworth in the corner. Now it finds a cutting Barrett across the middle. She'll push it up to Kirby. Kirby will collect it. And she sets the offense, passes it over to Heindel. Heindel hands it off to Huff. Huff will dribble around the arc, now gets it in the hands of Barrett. Heindel has it at the top of the key. She passes to Kirby. Kirby will hand it back off to Huff. Good defense by the Indians here. Parkway looking like a little struggling with it. Ball handling wise. Now Barrett tries to get it inside, but it's tipped away by the Indians. Ball's loose on the ground. We're going to have a jump ball.
Good hustle by Gruby of the Indians, getting down on the floor and getting a hold of that basketball.
Yeah, possession arrow in favor of the Panthers, so it'll stay here. Left inbound from the side. She finally finds Barrett, guarded by Emma Collig. Barrett at the top will drive left, now kicks out to Heindel. And she tries to get it back to Barrett. Barrett's fouled underneath. That'll be on Emma Collig again. Her second, team's fourth. So Kirby to inbound under her own basket. Kirby gets it into Barrett in the left corner. Now gets it inside to Hellworth. She'll turn over her right shoulder, and that's up and good. So Panthers on the board. Finally with 2:30 left in the first quarter. Indians still lead by 4. Parkway showing a little pressure now. A little man-to-man pressure. The Indians break it, and Luthold turns it over, and Barrett comes away with it. Barrett will set the offense, now swings it to Heindel. Heindel swings it to Kirby. Now she'll skip it all the way across to Huff. Skip it back across to Heindel, Kirby. Now she hands it off to Barrett. Barrett will lose it, getting stolen away by Faith Kirby. Good hands there. She'll get it to Elena Evers. Elena will take it herself all the way down the court, put up a shot, and that's no good. Rebounded by Huff of Parkway. And Parkway wants a timeout, so we're going to take one with them and be back after this.
The holiday season is here, and that means getting together with family and friends. Let Wayne Street Market take the stress out of planning your party. They can cater any size get-together. Give them a call at 375-2865 and see what they can do for you. Be sure to call 48 hours ahead to be sure you get what you want. Whether it's their famous cheese balls, meat and cheese trays, veggie trays, roasted chicken and JoJo fries, something great from their deli, or their new smoked meats featuring the oversized smoked chicken leg quarters and much more, they have just what you need to make the party great. Or just stop in and grab some great food fast. Great food and great prices. Wayne Street Market, your local full-service market.
And we're back here, Forkside Fieldhouse. Indians take an early 6-2 lead, a minute 55 left in the first quarter. They continue to put on this full court press. Parkway finally gets it into Barrett. Barrett will break the press, dribbles down the right side of the court. Now double teamed by the Indians. Barrett gets it out to Kirby. Kirby will set the offense, pressured by Lily Luthold, but she's going to pick up a foul.
Indians a little aggressive in this. And it's a full man.
Yeah, already five fouls in the first quarter, so
be careful. Two of them.
Yeah, it's going to be careful before we get 1-1. Ball gets in to Kirby. Kirby gets a stolen away this time by Luthold. No foul. Luthold will stop at the block, get a stolen away. Ball's loose on the ground, but finally Parkway comes up with it into the arms of Huff. Huff will throw it into the feet of her teammate, and it'll go out of bounds. So Indians get a break there.
Nice pressure applied by Faith Groovy. I thought Luthold might have got fouled down there. It was a little shoving when she was trying to get her angle for a layup.
So the Indians have the ball. Ball gets into Emma Kollig. Emma hands it off to Grace Guggenbiller. Ball goes over to Faith Groovy in the corner. She
travel.
Ball goes into Luthold up top. She'll shoot the three. No good. Rebounded by Parkway. Kirby brings it up for the Lady Panthers. Guarded by Emma Kollig. Kirby gets it inside to Hellworth. Hellworth will try to hand it off. Again, tipped away. Ball's on the ground. We're going to have a foul on the Indians. I believe it's Faith Groovy. Or no, it'll be Grace Guggenbiller.
Say, it looked clean to me, but I don't know.
Just
hustling after the basketball.
Yeah. Parkway will take it out from the side. Faith Groovy gets her hand on it. And she'll come away with the ball and get fouled. So good hands there by Faith Groovy. Grace Guggenbiller inbound from the side. 57 seconds left in the first quarter. Ball tries to get into Lane Evers. Ball's on the ground again. We're going to have a jump ball. It'll stay with the Indians.
Jeff Bond's guards need to come back to the basketball there.
Yeah, they didn't really move to get open there. Parkway applied a little pressure, and they just kind of stood there. Again, Indians struggling with this pressure, and Coach Vaughn wants a timeout, so we'll take a short break and be back after this.
With the end of the year approaching, there's no better time to stop by Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery for the Case IH end of year sales event. You'll find new Case IH Farmall, Maxim, and Puma series tractors, along with our complete line of hay tools, all at a special rate. So say goodbye to 2018 and hello to savings. For more information, visit Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
And we're back to Forsyth Fieldhouse. What in the last 50 seconds of the quarter?
Indians will have the ball. Struggle to get it in, so they needed a timeout, and they'll try it again. Faith Groovy inbound, struggling again. Finally gets it into Elaine Evers in the backcourt.
Guard still didn't come back to the ball there.
I know. Oh, Elaine will lose it.
Ooh.
That's why we need our guards coming back to the ball there.
Yeah, Parkway, that's not on her.
Parkway comes away with it. Barrett will bring it up. Now gets it into Huff. Huff at the elbow will hand it off to Barrett. Barrett will kick it out to Heindel. Heindel dribbles around the arc. Now she skips it over to Barrett. Now over to Huff in the corner. Huff will dribble up. Now hands it to Barrett. Barrett will set the offense. Now she'll drive left. Now kicks out to Kirby. Kirby out to Barrett. Barrett back to Kirby. Now up top to Huff. A lot lot of ball movement here by Parkway. They'll swing it around the arc to Barrett. Barrett gets it inside to Hellworth. Hellworth kicks it out. Almost lost it. Time's running out. They'll throw up a shot at the buzzer. It's no good. Indians lead 6. Hail Mary. After the first quarter, we're going to take a break and be back after this.
Are you having a little car trouble, or do you just need to get your oil changed? Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go for expert repairs on your vehicle. Their certified technicians will fix it right. Just call them at 375-4617 and make your appointment. And they're the best place around to buy a low-mileage used vehicle. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. If they don't have what you're looking for on the lot, they'll find it for you. For the best in vehicle sales and repairs, it's Hastings Auto, just south of the stoplight in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Men's Night Out in Fort Recovery is Wednesday, December 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. Kalp Pharmacy has several gift buying packages available, and one of them will be just right for you. Packages including everything from box chocolate, jewelry, to perfume. They'll be 20% off on all Christmas packages. So shop at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, enjoy an ice-cold refreshment, and have our elves wrap a perfect present for your lady. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back here, Fortside Fieldhouse. After one, Indians lead 6-2. A bunch of turnovers here in the first quarter. Let's hope the Indians clean that up. Parkway will have the ball.
Looks like they made a substitution. Brought in number 50, Bo Bates.
Ball gets into Barrett. She'll find Hellworth at the elbow. Hellworth looks inside. Now swatted away. Ball's loose on the ground. Good hands by Whitley Rammel. We're going to have a jump ball. And possession arrow in favor of the Indians.
That was a nice quick swipe by Whitley.
Yeah, it was.
They're having a hard time feeding their post to Whitley's defenses.
Yeah. Ball gets into Aubrey Kanapke. She'll bring it up. Now swings it over to Marissa Garkey. Ball goes over to Wendell. Wendell on the right wing. Now finds Kanapke in the corner. She'll find Whitley inside, and a good move. Just misses the layup. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up. No good again. Ball's tipped out of bounds by Whitley, so the ball will go over to Parkway.
Need to use a little backboard, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good play and a good shot.
And just good recovery, but
couldn't get it to go in. Ball gets into Barrett. Barrett drives up the right side of the court. Tries to push it up to the corner. Tipped away and out of bounds off of Macy Day. So Parkway will take it out from the side. Right in front of the Indians bench. Huff to inbound. She finds Barrett in the corner. Now back to Huff. Huff gets it, tries to get it inside to Bates, but the ball sails out of bounds. So they turn it over once again to the Indians. Indians need to convert on some of these turnovers here.
Couldn't agree more.
Full court light pressure by Parkway. Macy Day breaks it. Now gets tipped away. She'll recover. And tries to get over to Aubrey Kanapke, but it goes off her leg. We're going to have another jump ball. So this time it'll go over to Parkway.
We're probably in a 4 or 5 minute drought ourselves, aren't we?
Yeah, it's been a while. We had 6 early real quick, but now we're struggling to score. Huff gets it into Barrett. Barrett dribbles down the right side of the court, gets it swatted away, but Barrett recovers. She's on the ground. Gets it over to Hellworth. Hellworth double-teamed, and Whitley Rammel comes away with it. She'll get it over to Macy Day. Day will push it up all the way down the court to Marissa Garkey. She finds Whitley Rammel inside. A great pump-faking move by Whitley Rammel. She scores.
That was a nice find by Marissa Garkey. Seen
it. Yeah, it was. It was good passing.
Rammel down the lane.
Good pump-fake by Whitley.
Yeah, heck of a move.
Light pressure again by the Indians. Barrett brings it up against Aubrey Kanapke. Barrett will cross half court. Now finds Bates at the elbow. Now she kicks it back out to Barrett. Barrett swings it over to Huff. Huff on the left wing. Now gets it to Hellworth in the corner. Back to Huff. Huff thinks about a shot. Now passes over to Heindel. Heindel dribbles around the arc and hands off to Barrett. Barrett over Hellworth at the top of the key. Now swings it to the right wing. Heindel looks inside and gets stolen away by Macy Day. Can't believe how many turnovers
they're giving them to us.
Yeah.
We got to
convert. Mace Day with a nice move there as she drives down the lane.
A little Stephen Curry floater.
Yeah,
right
his
there.
Little floater.
Going towards the baseline.
Nice move there.
It's a tougher shot than it looks.
Oh, yeah. Barrett brings it up. And she'll throw it out of bounds as she tries to get the ball over to Heindel. Another turnover.
Panthers are really struggling to get the ball around the key, like I said.
Yeah.
Barrett's the only one that looks confident with the ball in her hand.
I agree. And then they're going to take her out here. Breece will enter the game for Barrett. So it'll be interesting to see how Parkway deals with this press without Barrett on the floor. Macy Day gets the ball. She crosses half court and beats the press. Now skips it over to Hope Wendell. Hope Wendell drives baseline, puts it up, and scores. Indians got a double-digit lead. It's 12-2, 4:29 left in the second quarter. Parkway wants a timeout. We're going to take one with them, and we'll be back after this.
Have you tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you're ready to go. Or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. They have great meals ready to go, or call 48 hours ahead for larger amounts of roasted chicken, wings, ribs, brisket, and more. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop in and get a great hot meal at Wayne Street Market, or choose their soup and salad bar. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their giant tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865 and get your holiday goodies reserved now. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
And we're back here, Fortside Fieldhouse. Indians finally converting off some of these Parkway turnovers. They take a double-digit lead, 12-2. Parkway gets it into Barrett. That didn't last long without Barrett on the floor.
Yeah.
Barrett hands it off to Huff in the corner. She gets trapped, and Macy Day is going to steal it away again. And Macy Day will bring it up herself. She gets it underneath to Hope Wendell. She kicks out the day. Over to Aubrey Knappe, over to Mercer Garkey. She double dribbling?
I felt like she did.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty obvious, but I guess not. Now Marissa gets it inside to Willie. Willie's going to put it up and get fouled. So that'll send her to the line to shoot two shots.
Yeah, they're struggling to guard Whitley. I say keep feeding it down the low post.
Yeah, I agree.
And if you need to, she can kick out and find some shooters. And Gruby, Knappe, and Day.
Mm-hmm. So with Whitley at the line, try to extend this Indian lead. First one's up and in and out. Got that high arcing free throw shot.
Gruby, Evers, and Luthold will check in for Wendell, Garkey, and Knappe.
So Willie will try again. Her second one's up and good. Thought she missed it. She went running after it. Gotta have some confidence. Ball gets in the Parkway.
We've all been there.
Yeah, for sure. Ball goes over to Heindel. Now she gets it to Barrett. Barrett in the corner. And he's looking for that trap again, but now ball goes to Heindel. Now over to Huff. She swings it all the way over to Hellworth in the left corner. Hellworth gets a ball screen. Now pass it up top to Barrett. Barrett guarded by Lily Luthold. And Barrett will try to get it over to Heindel, but off the Indian's leg. Ball will stay with Parkway. Huffed inbound from the side. She gets it into Barrett. Barrett guarded by Luthold. Barrett gets a ball screen, will drive down the left side of the lane, picks up her dribble. Now she finally finds Heindel at the top of the key. Now swings it back over to Barrett. Barrett would drive middle this time. Now picks it up. Kicks it to Hellworth in the corner. Hellworth looks inside. Gets it to Barrett. Barrett out to Huff. Huff puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Whitley Rammel. She'll get in the hands of Macy Day. Now Macy drives middle. Kicks out to Faith Gruby. Faith Gruby turns down a three, but will shoot the 15-footer off the bounce. No good. Rebound by Hellworth of Parkway.
Good luck by the Indians.
Yeah, it was.
I would have liked the three-point Yeah, right. One attempt a little bit better.
Right off the catch. It was a good look. Yeah. Barrett tries to get it into the elbow again. Stolen away by Willie. She takes it the other way and will put up a shot and get fouled. So Willie will go back to the line.
She's killing him.
She's doing a little bit of everything here tonight.
Willie Ramel has 5 over 13 points.
I'm trying to add to that here at the line. She'll get 2 shots. Her first one is up and gets the kind roll. That'll go in.
Basil, no. Check in for the Panthers. My bad, Brunson.
No, you're good. That's your job. Willie, first one went in. She'll get one more. That one's up and short this time. Rebounded by Heindel. Gets it into the hands of Barrett, but off her hands and out of bounds. Indians get the ball back.
Lady Indians are all over these Panthers, man.
Yeah, they are. Guggen Millard inbound. She gets it in to Macy Day. Macy will set the offense. She dribbles around the arc. Now gives it over to Lily Luthold. Luthold over to Gruby in the corner. Gruby will find a cutting Grace Guggen Millard. She'll put up the 5-footer. No good. Rebounds loose on the ground. It's going to be out of bounds. It'll stay with the Lady Indians.
Good hustle by both mall clubs, eh?
Yep. Good cut by Grace Giegenbiller. Just didn't get the shot to fall.
That was a good look.
Giegenbiller inbounds it to Macy Day. Day at the top of the key will swing it over to Faith Gruby. Now back to Day at the top. Now over to Grace Giegenbiller. Parkway been playing 2-3 all game? Or
I think they just hopped in.
I think they did too. Play. There's a 3 in the corner by Grace Giegenbiller. That's no good. Rebounded by Hellworth. So we'll probably start to see a little more 3s here for the Indians. Trying to pack it in and stop Willie underneath. And pressure by Luthold causes Barrett to double dribble. So another turnover. Indians will get the ball back.
I don't think the Panthers coach is going to be too happy when he sees that number at half.
It's got to be up there.
It's not going to be pretty.
Yeah. Ball gets in today. See what the Indians run against this 2-3 zone. Ball goes over to Faith Gruby. Now ball goes up top to Giegenbiller. She swings it to Day. Day will shoot the 3 from the left wing, and that goes in. So
you called it, Brunzi.
Yeah.
You called her.
So if the Indians are knocking them down from 3 and inside, I mean, it's going to be a long night for Parkway.
That's what I'm thinking.
17-2, Indians lead. Ball goes to the corner to Heindel. She's double-teamed but gets it out to Barrett. Barrett will drive middle, now kicks out to Bates. Bates will throw it up top to Huff, and we're going to have a foul on Faith Gruby being a little too aggressive. And Parkway will be 1-1, I believe.
I think Parkway's looking just a little bit passive on the offensive end.
Yeah, they turned down a lot of shots. Looks like they want to score.
Yeah, that's kind of the vibe I'm getting because they're getting trapped in the corner, and once they get it out and they swing it to the opposite side, and they have shots.
Yeah, I think it looks like their game plan is to get it inside, but they just can't handle the ball well enough to get it to that point.
And you can't score if you don't shoot. So.
Yep. Huff's first one, or the front end's no good. So rebounded by Luthold of the Indians. She'll push it up to Faith Gruby. She kicks it out to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller thinks about a 3. Now we'll drive baseline, and we're going to have a foul on Barrett.
I couldn't tell if they hopped back in man or they were still in a 2-3 there.
Yeah, I couldn't quite tell.
Yeah, it looked a little confusing.
Team's 5th on Parkway, so Emma Collig will inbound underneath their own basket, gets it out to Faith Gruby. Faith Gruby will get it up top to Giegenbiller. Now she swings it over to Collig. Collig drives middle, kicks to Faith Gruby at the top. Back to Collig. Collig will take the 3 from the left corner. That's long, no good. Long rebound goes to Barrett of Parkway. She'll push it down the court. Now gets it ahead to Heindel. Heindel wide open right-hand layup. No good. Rebound by Parkway. Hellworth gets it out to Bates. Now over to Heindel. She'll shoot the 15-footer. Long, no good again. Another rebound by Parkway. Out to Barrett. Barrett gets it tipped away by Luthold. Good hands there. Luthold takes it the other way and will get fouled by Barrett.
That was nice quick hands.
That was nice.
That was
takes her right away from the Parkway's best ball handler. 29 seconds left in the half. Indians lead 17-2.
30 seconds left in the first half.
And McCollum inbound. She looks inside, gets it to Giegenbiller. Giegenbiller with power dribble, put it up, and we're going to have a jump ball. That'll stay with the Indians.
Still 28 seconds left on the clock.
Indians try again here. Collin gets it into Luthor. Luthor will take the three from the corner. Short, no good. Long rebound to Bates. Bates pushes ahead to Heindel. Heindel will slow it down, back it out. She gets the ball to Huff. Huff sets the offense, gives it over to Barrett. Now swings in the corner. Bates. Bates is wide open, doesn't even think about looking at the basket. The ball goes over to Heindel. Heindel pressured by Faith Groovy. Now ball goes to Huff. 5 seconds left. Huff drives down the right side of the lane. Now picks up her dribble. She's under the bucket. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Barrett. And that's not going to count. So, halftime, Indians lead 17-2. It's been all four recovery here. We're going to take a break and be back to talk about it after this.
Is Christmas about buying a tree and hanging lights that glow, sending out cards to the people you know? Is it a chubby old man in a suit that's red saying, ho, ho, ho? Is it mom in the kitchen cooking turkey and ham? Fort Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual asked me to remind you it's all of these things. And most importantly, it's the birthday of a very special little baby boy. Keep Christ in Christmas. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 888-375-4181 wishes you a Merry Christmas.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Ohio, who do you meet? Answer. Men and women who play high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question. So where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer. High school sports.
This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Is Christmas about buying a tree and hanging lights that glow, sending out cards to the people you know? Is it a chubby old man in a suit that's red saying, ho, ho, ho? Is it mom in the kitchen cooking turkey and ham? Fort Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual asked me to remind you it's all of these things. And most importantly, it's the birthday of a very special little baby boy. Keep Christ in Christmas. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 888-375-4181 wishes you a Merry Christmas.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader designed with the poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
New Year's Eve is coming up So make your plans now to get to the Fort Recovery American Legion's big New Year's Eve party. Dancing will be from 8 to midnight with music by Tom Everhart, and there will be the traditional sausage and sauerkraut served at midnight. The doors open at 7, and it's only $20 per person with a cash bar, and they'll be giving away door prizes throughout the night. Get your tickets at the Legion Canteen or get them at the door that night. Get your group together now and head out to the Legion on New Year's Eve and have a great time with music all night from Tom Everhart.
And we're back. It's halftime here at Forsyth Fieldhouse. Indians grab the lead 17-2. It's been all four recoveries so far. I think the Indians looked a little sloppy, but they pulled it together here, taking advantage of some turnovers. What do you think, Bronny?
I think it was a huge second quarter for the Indian for the tribe. I don't know. They had a couple nice runs and, you know, made Parkway pretty nervous with the basketball. And can't say Parkway has looked much to score so far, and that might be part of their turnover problem. But
yeah, that's for sure. I can't imagine how many turnovers Parkway has. We don't have the stats, but it's got to be a lot.
Yeah, that's it. Seemed to be a reoccurring theme in the first half.
Yeah, Indians have had a lot of success getting inside to Whitley Rammel, that forced Parkway to go to a 2-3 zone, and then we had Macy Day knock down a three. So
it was a pretty big silencer, and I think Parkway didn't necessarily know which way to go after that bucket went down. But we got a little Indians girls basketball players going on the court right now.
But oh yeah,
the future.
There's the future right there.
Oh, Brian Pat's getting a little scouting in.
Yep, a lot of good athletes out there on the floor.
But
Yeah, great defense, and I think the Indians are just a lot more long and athletic than Parkway, and it's really been getting to them, only scoring 2 points. So Indians lead 17-2, like I said, and they look to add to it in the second half. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be back for some second half action after this.
Cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader, designed with a poultry griller in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Is Christmas about buying a tree and hanging lights that glow, sending out cards to the people you know? Is it a chubby old man in a suit that's red saying, ho, ho, ho? Is it mom in the kitchen cooking turkey and ham? Fort Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual asked me to remind you it's all of these things. And most importantly, it's the birthday of a very special little baby boy. Keep Christ in Christmas. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 888-375-4181 wishes you a Merry Christmas.
Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
And we're back here, Forsyth Fieldhouse, seconds away from a little second half action here in the JV matchup.
That last commercial, Brunsie's got my mouth watering.
I know, I'm a little hungry now.
Little bowling alley buffet, man.
Oh, man, that's the go-to.
Christmas break started. I'll be there tomorrow. There you go.
So, I'm getting ready for this second half. First half was all Indians, like we said. They're up 17-2. Starters remain the same for the Indians. Marissa Garkey, Aubrey Knapke, Whitley Rammel, Hope Wendell, and Macy Day. Who has six?
Who's number 12?
Whitley, who's got... Macy's got five, and Whitley's got six.
Yep.
Someone else has six. Hope Wendell has six
Hope
as well.
Has six.
So there's 15 of our 17. Right there. And Parkway gets it in. Ball goes into Hellworth. Hellworth will spin down the left side of the lane, puts it up and good. So nice move there by Parkway.
Nice little play by Parkway there to get it in.
Yeah, they've been running that play a lot so far today. Ball gets into Aubrey Knapke. Aubrey pushes it up to Macy on the left wing. Macy will reset. Now ball goes over to Garkey. Now over to Knapke on the right wing. She skips it all the way to Macy Day. She'll shoot the three from the left wing. That's no good. A rebound and fought for. And Parkway's going to have the ball, but she falls straight to the ground. It's one of those calls you hate to make because you got the ball, but you had to.
Just fell to the ground.
Yeah.
No apparent reason.
Yeah. No contact. Macy inbound. She gets it into Whitley. Whitley puts it up. No good. Good look there, though. Rebounded by Hellworth of the Lady Panthers. She gets it into the hands of... I think she's on her roster. Ball goes over to number 12. Then she gets it to Nichols. Nichols over to Heindel. So we got a few new names here. Number 12 would drive baseline. Puts it up, no good. Rebound loose. It goes out of bounds. It'll be off of...
It's off the Panthers, or off of the Indians, I guess.
Ball will stay with the Lady Panthers. Huffed inbound. She gets it to number 12. I feel bad saying number 12, but we don't have a name.
Yeah, that's...
So
I'm assuming she might be a varsity player.
Yeah, part-time a little bit. Same with 14, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, watching their quarters.
Ball goes over to 12. She has it on the left wing. She'll drive around the arc. Hands it off to Huff. Huff at the top of the key. Swings it to Heindel. Heindel swings it to Nichols in the corner. Nichols will drive middle now. Tries to get it over to 12, but that ball sails out of bounds.
I wonder if Barrett might get a little varsity action.
That could be because she's not in to start this half.
Got a little rotation going with these girls.
Yeah, Darkey gets it in today. Day picks up her dribble. And good time out there by Jeff Vaughn because Macy would have threw it out of bounds. And we'll take a short break and be back after this.
Outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617 and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto. 375-4617.
And we're back here. Parkway cuts in a little bit to the lead, 17-4 now. Indians ball. Hope Wendell inbound. She gets it into Macy Day in the corner. Ball's loose on the ground. Macy recovers. She's trapped in the corner now. Finally gets it to Hope Wendell. Hope Wendell will reset. She's out top. Guarded by Huff. Wendell dribbles around the arc, now hands off to Macy Day. Macy will drive middle, now kicks out to Kanapke. Kanapke drives, stops and pops from 10 feet in and out. I don't know how that didn't go in, but Whitley Rammel's there to clean up her mess. And one there, so Whitley will head to the line to try to complete the three-point play.
All around good possession by the Yankees. Nice little 10-foot pull-up jumper by Kanapke.
Yeah.
But a little rims out on her, but Rammel's there to clean it up. Kind of the story of the night, in a way.
Yeah. Willie's free throws up and nothing but net there. That high arcer barely touched the net.
Yeah, I don't know if it did.
Ball gets into Nichols. Nichols will be trapped here, but we're going to have a foul on Marissa Garkey. That's her second. Team's first and a half. Ball goes into number 12 of the Lady Panthers. 12 dribbles down the right side, all the way to the hoop, puts it up, no good. Rebound by Hope Wendell. She gets it to Macy Day. Macy pushes it up the left side of the court, now pushes it ahead to Garkey. Garkey from baseline, no good. Rebound to Whitley Rammel. She's there again to clean it up.
All night long.
Heck of a game by Whitley so far.
Puts her at 11.
Good defense there by the Indians to knock it out of bounds. Parkway will try again against this full court pressure.
Indians have been able to push the ball all evening, it seems like. They're pretty good about pushing with the pass. And
yeah, I'd agree.
Coming in their dribbles, helping out with their turnovers a little bit.
Again, Parkway having trouble getting it in. It'll go off the Indians again. So Parkway will try again, this time from the side, about half court. Indians still applying the pressure. Huff looks to inbound. Very close to a 5-second count, but finally gets it into Nichols. Nichols will be trapped hard, and Aubrey Kanapke, they're going to get her with a foul this time. Her first, team's second of the half. 4:29 left in the third quarter. Indians lead 22-4. Ball gets into number 12 of Parkway. She'll drive, kicks out to Nichols. Nichols a long two, that's no good, and it'll sail out of bounds. It'll be Indian ball.
Parkway just looks pretty nervous with the basketball still, but
yeah,
they got two better ball handlers in, and then what they had in the first half.
Yeah. Indians get it in to Kanapke. Kanapke pushes it up to Willie off her hands, stolen away by Nichols of Parkway. Nichols drives down the right side of the floor, will now back it out. She gets a ball screen, drives, stops, and pops from 15 feet. No good. Rebounded by Willie. Rammel will get it to Aubrey Kanapke. She pushes ahead to Garkey in the corner. Garkey will drive middle, now kicks to Whitley at the foul line. She'll put it up off the backboard. No good. Rebounded by Hellworth of Parkway. She'll get it in the hands of number 12. Still don't have a name on her. Probably playing a little varsity. That's probably why she's not on the roster. Ball goes over to Huff. Now over to 12. 12 shoots a long two. That's up and good. So good-looking shot there by Parkway. 22-6, Indians lead. Ball gets into Aubrey Kanapke. Kanapke drives, breaks the press, but not before she travels with it. So Indians will turn it over this time back to Parkway.
And Kala, Guggenbiller, and Luthold will check in for Garkey, Wendell, and Kanapke.
Indians back off a little bit with their pressure. 3:20 left here in the third quarter. Number 12 will cross over Macy Day. She'll take it to the rim. Up and one by number 12 of Parkway. So she's providing a little spark here in the second half. Something they did not have in the first half. So number 12 will go to the line, try to complete the three-point play. She's got 4 of the 8 for Parkway. Her free throw's up and in and out. No good. Rebounded by Luthold of the Lady Indians. She'll take it up herself. Puts it on saying, slow down. Ball goes over to Grace Guggenbiller in the left wing. Grace will drive middle, now skips it to Emma Colleague. Emma will drive middle now. She puts up a floater, no good. Rebounded by Hellworth of Parkway. She gets it into the hands of number 12. She'll bring it up. She swings it to Nichols, wide open. Nolan Gardner, that's short, no good. Rebounded by Whitley yet again.
She has to have a double-double.
Yeah. Doesn't she? If not now, by the end, she definitely will be. Ball goes over to Grace in the corner, and she'll travel with it. So Indians getting a little sloppy here. A couple turnovers here in the third quarter.
And Elena Evers checks in for Whitley Rammel.
2:41 left in the third quarter. Parkway will bring it up. And number 12 gets a ball screen. She'll try to get it to the roll of Hellworth, but that's stolen away by the Indians. Macy brings it up. She'll dribble around the arc. Now falls to the ground. I think she slipped, but they're going to get Parkway with the foul.
Pretty fortunate there, I think.
Yeah, I'd agree. She just slipped.
It might be a wet spot or something on the floor. It was kind of weird. Defender fell, and then she just randomly fell.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot of contact.
So Indians catch a break there. They take it out in their basket. Gets it out to Emma Collig. A long two. That's no good. Long rebound. She gets it back herself. Emma Collig at the left wing. Collig gives it over to Luthold in the corner. Now they try to find Elaine Evers, and they do. Inside, that her shot's up and no good. Rebounded by Nichols of the Lady Panthers. Nichols guarded by Macy. Nichols gets a ball screen. Will cross over middle. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound, Elaine Evers. Lena gets it in the hands of Macy Day. She'll bring it up for the Indians. Ball goes over to Grace King-Miller, and a little miscommunication there. The ball sails out of bounds. Emma was cutting, and Grace thought she was going to stand there, so the ball went out of bounds.
A little backdoor action.
Yeah.
We're quite on the same page.
So Parkway will get the ball with a minute 44 left in the third quarter. And 12 brings it up. She'll cross over and drive again. Kicks out to Nichols. Nichols drives around the arc. And we'll skip it to Heindel. Heindel on the right wing gives it to Huff. They swing it around the arc. And Heindel will have it at the top of the key. She'll hand off to Huff. Huff looking inside. Nothing there. She'll drive baseline on Emma Collig. Oh, my goodness. Just dribbling around the hole. And she hands it off to Nichols, and she'll shoot it, and that's no good. It'll stay out of bounds. Indians will get the ball.
Kind of a bold strategy there, isn't it? She had a nice move to the rack and just scored. She didn't even look at the bucket.
She did drive past her defender. Yeah. She's under the bucket and just decided to keep on going out to the top of the key. So.
She had a nice kick out, but
yeah,
man, I would have took the easy basket.
Macy crosses over her defender. She'll try to get it inside, but that ball got out of bounds. Another turnover here by the Indians. No, that's, pardon me, that's off of the Lady Panthers. Ball will stay here. Macy will inbound under her home basket. She tries to get it in, and we're going to have a ball's loose, and Parkway comes away with that. It's Heindel now. She gets it to Hellworth. She gets it in the hands of number 12. 12 will set the offense, bring it up, gets a ball screen, kicks out to Nichols on the left wing. Nichols dribbles around the arc, looks inside, gets it to Hellworth. Hellworth puts it up in the block, and that's good. 22-10, Indians lead. 30 seconds here in the third quarter. Parkway, full court press. Macy Day will bring it up herself. She'll cross half court and break the press. She'll set the offense here with 20 seconds left now. Macy drills around the arc. Indians looking like they're going to go for one shot. And they're going to have a foul on number 12 of Parkway. That'll be team's third.
I don't know the reasoning behind that.
Yeah, I don't know. Looks like she tried to foul too, so I don't know. Another foul on the same girl. I don't know.
I mean, seen this. It's end of the third.
I don't know.
Plus 1-1 for the fourth? Or?
I don't understand it.
I don't know. The coach hasn't said anything.
I know.
I'm really confused. I don't know.
Ball gets into Macy. Macy with 5 seconds left has it at the top of the key. She drives down the left side of the lane, collects it, gets it up, and good. Nice drive there by Macy at the end of the quarter. That'll do it for your third quarter. Indians lead 24-10. We'll take a break and be back for some fourth quarter action after this.
Have you tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you're ready to go. Or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. They have great meals ready to go, or call 48 hours ahead for larger amounts of roasted chicken, wings, rib, brisket, and more. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop in and get a great hot meal at Wayne Street Market, or choose their soup and salad bar. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their giant tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865 and get your holiday goodies reserved now.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you'll need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
And we're back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse. Indians taking on Parkway after 3, 24-10. Indians lead. It'll be Indians ball to start the fourth quarter. Ball gets into Aubrey Kanapke. Aubrey's trapped at half court. I'll now get it to Hope Wendell. Hope skips it over to Lily Luthold from the corner. No good. Rebound Marissa. No good. Rebound by Hope. And her shot's no good. Parkway will come away with the rebound.
Indians working hard on the glass, just not rewarding themselves.
Yeah.
It happens.
And you just need to take their time and power up. They're just kind of tossing it when they get it. So
I'd agree with that. You got to find that sweet spot on the glass.
Indians will apply a little pressure here. And Lily Luthold being a little too aggressive, going for that steal. Get her with the foul. It's her third, team's fifth.
And Barrett's back in the ballgame for the Panthers.
Huff will try to get it in right in the arms of Hope Wendell. She'll come with it to steal. She passes over to Willie Rammel. Willie kicks it out to Marissa Garkey. Garkey over to Luthold. Luthold tries to get inside, tipped away again. Parkway comes with a steal. Willie almost stole it back. Then Nichols recovers. So Nichols will set the offense. She gets it over to Barrett. Barrett on the left wing will spin middle. Now kicks back out to Nichols. Nichols over to Heindel. Heindel at the top of the key. Looks inside. Try to get it to Hellworth. Tipped out to Huff. Huff swings it to Heindel over to Nichols. Nichols will shoot the three. Her shot's off the back. No good. Rebounded. Can't see what they call there. They're out of bounds.
Out of bounds on Parkway. Indians ball. I don't know. The Indians might have got away with one there. Look, kind of like a tackle. I don't know.
I couldn't see it from here.
I just saw her get smoked by it. I don't remember who it was, if it was Rambo or Wendell, but someone got a hold of her pretty good. But.
Oh, wow. Aubrey trying to break the press, but she'll travel with it and turn it over to the Lady Panthers.
That might be the old ball don't lie, Brenda.
Yeah.
Give it back.
Yep. Huff inbounds to Barrett. Just under 6 minutes to go in the ball game. Barrett gives it over to Heindel. Now over to Nichols at the top of the key. Nichols drives down the right side of the lane, and it looks like the ball got caught against her jersey as she was driving, and they'll get her with the double dribble. Faith Gruby will enter the game for the Indians, replacing Marissa Garkey. Full court press here by the Panthers. Hope tries to get it into Luthold, but couldn't handle it. It'll go off her leg, out of bounds.
Jeff Bond's not too happy about that one.
The Indians a little careless here in the fourth. A couple turnovers, but it's been back and forth with turnovers as Indians get another one here.
Oh, my.
Faith came away with the turnover. She got knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Indians. Aubrey will inbound under her own basket, gets it in. Luthold shots up and no good. Rebounded by Hellworth, and she'll be fouled by Hope Wendell. That'll be Hope's second, team six.
They're looking pretty timid once they get right up next to the glass.
Yeah.
The Indians are.
Indians, yeah. Parkway tries to break the press. They get into Hellworth. Ball's loose on the ground. Willie comes away with it. Now dishes it off to Kanapke. Her shot's up, and she'll get fouled. So that'll send her to the line to shoot two shots. Looking for the first points of the fourth quarter, I believe. 24-10 still, your score.
Yeah, rough sequence to start off this fourth quarter.
Aubrey's first one's off the back iron, no good. Looks like they got the music taken care of, Bubba's here.
Leave it to old Bubba's dogs.
Yes, sir. Aubrey's second one is up and rattles around and in. She go 1-2. Extend the Indians lead to 15 with 5.5 to go. Indians applying the pressure again. Huff tries to inbound it off. Swatted away by Faith Groovy. Parkway will try again here.
Groovy's got those nice long arms.
Yeah, she does.
Deflect some balls out of bounds.
Trying to get it into Howarth. Parkway does, and it'll go off her hands and out of bounds. So another turnover by Parkway. Indians will take the ball out from the side. Aubrey gets it into Faith Groovy at the top. Groovy will set the offense, dribbles around the arc. Now she'll drive down the left side. Now dishes it off to Whitley. Whitley will put it up and get fouled. That's sending her to the line again. She gets to the line a lot.
Oh, yeah.
It was a decent job by Faith being patient with that. She was kind of struggling with the pressure, but drove down the lane and dished it off to Whitley.
That one heck of a pass.
Yep.
Indian guards pretty good about feeding Ramo the ball.
Yeah, I agree. Willie's first one is short, no good. We can get her free throws down. She might be 20 every game.
She's got the capabilities.
Yeah, and that one looked pure. It's unbelievable.
Doesn't touch the net.
It's unbelievable. Nothing but the nylon there. She'll go 1-2. 26-10, Indians lead.
And Evers will check in for Luthel.
And she'll get a steal right away.
And get fouled.
Yep, her shot's up and she gets fouled, so that'll send her to the line.
Nothing like getting the ball game and getting a steal.
Isn't that a shooting foul? I don't know how that's not a shooting foul.
Yeah, it looked like she was going up for it, but guess they're not going to get it.
They caught it on the floor, but it's 1-1, so Evers will go to the line to shoot 1-1. A lot of fouls and a lot of turnovers. Evers' first one's up and good. Makes it 27-10.
And Collig will check in for Kanapke.
Evers will get one more. No dribble, just fires it up there. Short, no good. I like that quick release there. Barrett gets it from Parkway, dribbles it up, and she'll dribble down the right side of the lane, puts the shot up, no good, rebounded by Evers. She gives it up to Hope Wendell. Hope will push it up to Faith. Kicks out to Emma Cal.
The Lady Panthers, hands off to Nichols at the elbow. She'll shoot it. That's off the backboard, no good. Rebound by Whitley. It'll get swatted out of bounds. Ball will go over to the Indians. Kanapke to inbound. Panthers keep applying this full court press. Grace Giemiller tries to break the press, and she'll get it swatted away. Out of bounds by Parkway. Ball remains with the Lady Indians. Aubrey gets it into Hope Wendell. Hope playing a little point guard here the last few possessions. She can handle the ball, and she gets it inside to Grace. Back out to Hope from 15 feet. Up, in and out, no good. Long rebound, tipped away, out of bounds off of the Panthers. Ball will stay with the Lady Indians.
Jeff Vaughn's trying to keep the ball. Hand it to his player.
Oh, man. Old Aubrey Jeff will inbound it. She gets it into Hope Wendell. Hope dribbles around the arc. Now picks up a dribble, skips it over to Aubrey. Aubrey on the right wing will drive middle. And she gets it out to Grace Giegenbiller. And she'll shoot the three, and that goes in from the left wing. Good-looking shot there by Giegenbiller.
Nice assist by Kanapke, getting into the lane.
Yeah, almost got it stolen from her, but using her strength to get it out to Grace, and she drills a three. Parkway will turn it over again, but then Grace Giegenbiller comes up with it and turns it right back over. Ball over to Nichols. She'll shoot the 15-footer. No good. Long rebound to Hellworth of Parkway. Back out to Nichols. Nichols will fire all the way across court to Heindel, and her shot's up and good from 15 feet.
Parkway's going on a bit of a run here.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they're not going to get back in the game, but it's good showing they're showing some fight here late and scoring some points. Whitley Ramel gets it inside, puts it over her left shoulder. No good. Rebounded by Hope Wendell, and she'll get fouled. That'll send her to the line to shoot two shots. Indians lead. Minute 39 left in the ballgame. Hope at the line. We'll get her first one. Shots up off the back. No good. Hope will get her second here. That one's up and good. Luthold winner of the game for Whitley Ramel. Good game there by Whitley tonight.
Number 12 puts up 12.
Yeah.
Good outing by Ramel.
Ball stolen away by Marissa Garkey. The ball's fought for. We're going to have a jump ball, possession arrow in favor of the Lady Panthers. Up inbound from the corner. Struggling to get the ball in. Oh, we're going to have a 5-second count. Couldn't get it off in time. So they'll turn it over to the Lady Indians.
Good man-to-man defense there by the Indians. Parkway sticking with their full court press.
Aubrey Knapke finds Luthold. Now back to Knapke as she crosses half court and breaks this press. Knapke will back out, but getting taken away, and we're going to have another jump ball.
Got a little wide with her crossover.
Yep. This time it'll stay with the Indians. Minute 20 left here in the ball game. Knapke gets it into Luthold. Luthold will pick up her dribble, needs some help. Now gets it to Knapke. Knapke will set the offense. Knapke almost gets it taken away. Ball goes over to Marissa Garkey. Garkey will drive baseline. Now loses it, and it'll go out of bounds. So the ball will go back to Parkway. Barrett brings it up for the Lady Panthers. She'll drive down the left side, get it taken away by Faith Gruby. Gruby makes the wise decision to pick up a dribble and find Knapke. Knapke crosses half court. And we'll set the offense. She gives it over to Luthold. Luthold wide open, wanted to take that shot, but decided not to. Tries to get it inside, taken away by Parkway into the arms of Bates. Bates will give it over to Barrett. Barrett drives down the middle of the floor, kicks it out to Bates. Bates won't even look at the basket, will she? There she finally decides to shoot it. Shot's no good.
Good executive decision.
Yeah.
Right there.
There wasn't even a girl in the area. Marissa Garkey breaks the press. She gets over to Faith Gruby in the corner. Gruby will dribble up top. And she'll send it over to Luthold. Luthold drives and stops from 10 feet. That shot's no good. Rebounded by Faith Gruby. She gives it off to Marissa Garkey. Her 10-footer is good. So good job there. Indians getting second chance points. And that'll do it for your ball game. Indians JV squad get their first win of the year. 37-15 here against Parkway. And we'll take a short break and be back to talk about it after this.
Don't miss the third annual Fort Recovery Radio Christmas show on Wednesday night, December 19th, starting at 7. As we have the past 2 years, we'll be raising money for local families and great local causes. There'll be lots of special guests, lots of silliness, and lots of fun. Tune in on FortRecoveryRadio.com, or you can watch the craziness on Facebook Live that night. In our first two Christmas shows, we helped raise over $40,000, and we were able to help several local families who were suffering through hardships, and the people of the Fort Recovery area responded very generously. This year, there are again families going through tough times, and we will do all we can to help them out.
You can bring any donations by the new Fort Recovery Radio studio at 201 North Wayne Street at night, or you can mail them to Fort Recovery Radio, Post Office Box 541, Fort Recovery. You can make your donations tax deductible by making a check out to Fort Recovery Community Foundation and put Fort Recovery Radio Christmas on the memo line. So if you want to be entertained by real talent, along with a hefty dose of silliness, be sure you're watching on Facebook Live or listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com on Wednesday evening, December 19th, starting at 7 o'clock. Holiday season is here, and that means getting together with family and friends. Let Wayne Street Market take the stress out of planning your party. They can cater any size get-together. Give them a call at 375-2865 and see what they can do for you. Be sure to call 48 hours ahead to be sure you get what you want. Whether it's their famous cheese balls, meat and cheese trays, veggie trays, roasted chicken and JoJo fries, something great from their deli, or their new smoked meats featuring the oversized smoked chicken leg quarters and much more, they have just what you need to make the party great. Or just stop in and grab some great food fast. Great food and great prices. Wayne Street Market, your local full-service market.
And we're back here, the little post-game wrap-up after the JV girls just got their first victory of the season, 37-15 over Parkway Panthers. Ronnie, what'd you think about that effort by the Indians?
Oh, great effort as always. Pretty sloppy at times, but Parkway's inability to score for a couple quarters.
Handle the ball,
I'd say Parkway won the fourth quarter, but the Indians put up one heck of a second quarter.
That's true. Yeah, good job by the Indians tonight. They look to improve as the season goes on and get some more victories. So.
And they had big night by Whitley Rammel and Hope Wendell, and of course everyone else helped.
Yeah, a couple others by the Indians, but those were the two leading scorers, I'd say. So Indians, again, get their first victory of the season, 37-15. And we'll be back for some varsity action after this.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.